I want to put something important. I think it's important. And obviously, I put things on the show that I think are important. But I can't count the number of times that Democrats and liberals irritate me by calling America a democracy. Thank God we are not a democracy. We're a constitutional federal republic. And you say, okay, it's just a difference in name. No, it's not. Direct democracy is destructive to itself. If everything was voted on, I know some people say, well, that'd be great. We'd vote on all the important stuff. And you say, no, because then what you tend to get is dramatic political changes as things blow in the wind. You know, something becomes popular, so it gets voted in. Then it becomes unpopular, it gets voted out. Instead, the founders, who are brilliant, geniuses who founded this country, sometimes run by idiots today, they said, let's have a form of government in which the people's point of view is represented. But changes come, by necessity, very, very slowly. Well, slower changes tend to be a little more sensible. You get a chance to think about it. You get a chance to say, maybe this is not such a great idea. But there is one element of democracy that I love in the Pacific Northwest, and that is the initiative and the referendum. The idea that if our representatives do not do what we properly represent us, then we're going to tell them so by putting it on the ballot and voting on ourselves, that the people can make laws and the people can rescind laws. The problem is there is a war being waged against citizen-led petitions. And I've invited Senator John Braun on to talk about that. Senator, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Lars.
So what's going on? Have I oversold this by saying that certain elements within, in this case, Washington, in your case, but I think Oregon as well, have declared war on the idea that the citizens have a right to make law and rescind laws when they choose?
Absolutely. And they of course, choose the referendums initiatives to fight that don't meet with their chosen ideology. But we see, and we've seen just recently with Referendum 101, which sought to overturn a terrible bill that passed out of the Senate and the legislature last session, 5599.
That's the kid kidnapping bill, right?
It's the bill that, yeah, essentially separates parents from their children, which is wrong in any time, but particularly wrong in times when these children are having difficult times as they grow up. It's just a bad bill. But the point is that, you know, there were a lot of people really upset about this bill. I agree with them. I think it was a terrible bill. But they acted in accordance with the state constitution. They put forward a referendum to overturn the bill. It's called Referendum 101. And they worked around the state to gain signatures so that it would end up on the ballot and people would get a chance to vote. And in response, what we got from the Democratic Party was harassment, and sometimes even physical harassment, to stop people, you know, anything from name calling to forming barriers around signature collection. And recognize these aren't paid signature grabbers. This is an all volunteer effort. These are folks who are working with other people who feel the same, that think the law is bad for our state, bad for our children, bad for our parents, and they're working in good faith to change that. And it, what we get from the Democratic Party is harassment, name calling, and intimidation, which are illegal under Washington state law and ought to be stopped. It just isn't right that they're allowed to do that, especially, and it's very frustrating, as you know, we have the Democrats, they think their permanent seat to power is they like to claim that, you know, democracy is only safe if Democrats are in power, and yet they stand patently in the way of the initiative and the referendum process when it doesn't line up with their ideology.
Well, so how do we fight back against this? And who's supposed to be enforcing these rules against harassing the people putting a petition forward? I would guess it's the attorney general who now aspires to be governor of the state.
That's right. So what we did, and I want to be clear here, we have to be careful when we're using legislative resources. We can't take a position on a referendum or an initiative. But when we see the process not working, and so I personally support this referendum, but from a legislative perspective, I'm not taking a position. I'm just saying the process ought to work. So we sent a very pointed letter to both the Secretary of State and the Attorney General saying, look, we have well-documented cases of harassment, a violation of the state law during this process. Your responsibility as state elected leader is to investigate this and take appropriate action, whether that means, further investigation, means charges filed against folks who did the harassment. We're not saying what has to happen, but you can't just sit idly by and say, well, we kind of agree with these folks that we're, they're on our side ideologically. Therefore, we're gonna let this pass. That's not right. It shouldn't happen. And we're trying to make sure that we hold the Attorney General and the Secretary of State accountable to do something about this.
And should I guess that they ghosted you?
Well, we only sent the letter here a couple of days ago, but we haven't got a response yet. We'll continue to follow up. I mean, yeah, I think, you know, their first choice would be, let's see if we can ignore this and see if it goes away. We're not going to let it go away, because this is very clearly a violation of state law. Very clearly, the Democratic Party leaders, radical leaders in the Democratic Party, who think that their ticket to continued power in Washington State is to harass and intimidate anyone who dares to disagree with them.
It also shows a kind of cowardice. They're afraid to let the people vote on it. That tells me they suspect or probably know that the people would vote down crazy ideas like 5599. Senator Braun, keep up the good fight. We'll have you back on.
All right. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
You bet. That's Senator John Braun.